You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So Wilson and Bunny were driving somewhere, and she started talking about something with her husband, Wilson, that originally was very endearing when they first got together. She found it so cute. And now, Jeremy, it just gets on her last nerve.
Yeah, she's sick of it. Do you remember what it was that she said?
No.
I don't remember what it was either.
All I know is that I made a note. I was like, that's hilarious. We need to talk about that on the show.
Yeah.
That's something when you first get in a relationship with someone, it's so darn cute. And then you're like,
oh, man, this is super annoying, you know,
it's annoying,
10 years later or whatever. Yeah. So do you, were you thinking? I was kind of thinking over the break.
Well, the thing with Gretch that she's got this thing of losing a specific thing all the time. And she can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. At first, I laughed and laughed and laughed. And now, after several years, I'm like, this is a pain. She continually loses lids.
Oh, like the peanut butter?
As in the peanut butter. A lot of times, like the olive oil thing or balsamic vinaigrette or whatever. She's like a, you know, the white tornado when she's cooking things everywhere. And she'll take lids off. She never puts them back on. It's like she doesn't close cabinets, right?
Yeah.
She doesn't close doors. She takes lids off things, sets them down. But then invariably she'll lose the lid and will look everywhere and can't find it.
How weird.
And so occasionally I'll open up like the pantry to get something out and I'll see a thing of olive oil in there and it's just got a thing of foil wrapped around the top.
Yeah, that'll keep it fresh.
Right, and I'm like, well, apparently that's another lost lid.
Where is the lid?
Where are they going? I mean, we have checked trash. We don't know where the lids are.
That's so
weird.
She
loses lids, and I'm not making that up. That is a weird quirk.
And now it's like,
can you just put the lid back on?
So in the beginning, that was cute. And now you hate it.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know how you can find anything about Nicole because she's delightful.
God, we've been together for so long. I guess the thing
Was the snoring originally cute?
No, that's always been horrible. I would say the thing that was cute when we first started dating was probably the cute little subtle cut downs she'd give me. She'd always say things like, you know, you're never going to amount to anything, and you're a horrible lover, you're a waste of oxygen. And like now when she says it, it's just like, it's not that cute anymore, you know? It's just really not. She says, I hope you die in your sleep. It's like, it's not cute anymore.
Okay, you're not playing along, I can see. LJ, however, says he talks too loud. See, that's one of those things, something about voice or inflection or whatever, that at first is just kind of interesting and it's different. Like LJ gets into relationships, he's like, wow, he's a loud talker. And now years later, it's like, oh my God, can you tone it down?
That's pretty good, LJ. Oh, what else? I posted this on my Facebook over the weekend. Forgetting the important things came up. Talking to complete strangers. Marjorie said that. So my grandpa was big into that.
You just start
a conversation with somebody in the store. So yeah, so that was cute in the beginning, and now it's like, come on, we've got things to do. Stop talking to everybody.
I like that one because that's a fun one. I like to do that too.
That's pretty good.
Because you figure I'm never going to see this person again anyway.
Right, right. Carla,
you do it kind of to embarrass the person you're with.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Carla says his outstanding, overly optimistic personality.
Oh, toxic positivity.
Toxic positivity. It was cute at first. Now it's really annoying. And then a lot of breathing
like
on there.
Facebook.
A lot of breathing posts. Breathing.
Okay, now we need to talk about that for just a second. We're opening up the lines, by the way. 303-691-1MIX. You can text us or... calls are even better. 303-691-1649. I constantly hear from people talk about how they can't handle their significant others, the sound of their breathing.
Yeah, that's
and
weird.
I have never been in a relationship with someone who had loud or obnoxious
heavy
breathing
or the whistle when you breathe there through the nose or...
But I'm hearing that more and more these days. Are there people who are just obnoxious breathers?
There must be, man. I don't know. I mean, yeah, again, the only breathing that comes into play with me is when Nick Nack is snoring. And then, man, it just, you hook onto it and that's all you hear in the bedroom. So, dad jokes made the list.
LJ just wrote back to clarify.
Waking up.
I said LJ's was that he talks too loud. She wrote back and said, no, not me. That was Bunny's gripe with Wilson.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's
okay.
Right. She talked about how he was so loud.
That's right. Bunny, where are you? All right. Those are good.
303-691-1MIX. That's how you reach your boys. 303-691-1649. Can we take one quick one before we go to break?
I would love to.
Let's do that.
It's Letty.
It's Letty. Letty, good
Letty
morning.
Spaghetti.
Hi.
Hey, you.
So it was endearing, maybe even charming or sweet, but now it gets on your nerves. What is it?
My husband is super clumsy.
Give us some examples.
He would like trip on things and like hit himself on the edges of everything, and he was cute and funny at first, but now it's like
you're sick of his bruised thighs now, aren't you?
That's good.
Yeah, and then now I'm 8 months pregnant, and so I'm clumsy too, and then he's, you know, not wanting to, but he'll kind of hit me or something, accidentally.
Right, he'll bump into you and the baby.
Do you ever wonder if maybe his clumsiness is an inheritable trait? In other words, that he might pass that on to your child, so you'll have a clumsy kid?
The kid's just going to fall
out of
you.
You hadn't thought about that, had you? Well, I'm sorry I put that idea in your mind.
Oh, boy.
Put up those little bumpers around all the furniture, that's for sure.
Yes.
I'm glad you called. Letty, have a great day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Marie says, I used to love my husband's laugh. It's loud and forceful. At first, I thought it was cool that he had so much life. She put that in all caps. Mm-hmm. Life. Now when he laughs, I want to smother him with a pillow.
Oh, no.
Okay. Laurel says, my husband's cooking. When we were dating, I knew it was bad, but I thought it was sweet that he made an effort. Now I cringe whenever he gets near a pot or pan. Oh, that's funny.
All right.
And then Dylan, he says, her sneezing. When we were dating, I loved the way she did those short, quick bursts of sneezing, like 3 or 4 in a row. Now I just want to scream. I told her recently, can't you just save it up and do one big sneeze? He said that did not go over.
Doesn't
well.
Work that way. Yeah.
You can't
That's
control
annoying.
That element of your
no,
body.
No, you can't. I'll give you one more from Jen Jen. I don't know if she typed her name twice, but Jen Jen. My husband and his sports superstitions used to be cute. Now it's just annoying. I'm sick and tired of having to sit on the same spot on the couch and wear the same shirt for every game. It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
That's from Double Jen, Jen Squared.
You know, we could do an entire segment sometime on sports superstitions.
There's so many of them, isn't
because
there? Especially this time of year.
I like to think I'm a rational, science-minded guy. And yet I find when I watch sports, I have little things.
Yeah, you stand up and sit down like 3 times.
And I mostly do it just for fun. No, but like if I'm watching my team play and they are just playing like crap the whole time, I will get up and move.
Yeah.
As if where I'm sitting is going to have some sort of impact on the outcome of the game.
It does, man. It does.
It's dumb.
It is dumb, isn't it?